Der Möbelhof ist Deutschlands Nummer 1 beim Preis. Das sagen nicht nur unsere treuen Möbelhofkunden, sondern auch das Wirtschaftswoche-Ranking Preisfavorit. Unter allen in Deutschland getesteten Möbelhäusern wurde der Möbelhof als Preisfavorit Nummer 1 ausgezeichnet. Bei uns finden Sie Möbel, die begeistern und Preise, die überzeugen. Möbelhof, riesengroß und super preiswert.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Kay hasn't heard from her sister in 7 years.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do.
What was that?
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
Can Kay trust her sister, or is history repeating itself?
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What happens when a professional football player's career ends? And the applause fades and the screaming fans move on.
I am going to share my journey of how I went from Christianity to now a Hebrew Israelite.
For some former NFL players, a new faith provides answers.
You mix homesteading with guns and church, voila, you got Straightway.
He tried to save everybody.
Listen to Spiraled on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Señora Sex Ed is not your mommy's sex talk. This show is La Plática like you've never heard it before. We're breaking the stigma and silence around sex and sexuality in Latinx communities.
This podcast is an intergenerational conversation between Latinas from Gen X to Gen Z.
We're your hosts, Diosa and Mala. You might recognize us from our first show, Locatora Radio. Listen to Señora Sex Ed on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, let's take a break from, the serious amount of crazy that has been circulating around since the quote-unquote assassination attempt of Donald Trump for a second time in 2 months. The influx of violence into Springfield, Ohio because of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's stochastic terrorism. The just overwhelming amount of fuckery that is Trump and Laura Loomer and whatever the hell is happening over there. And friends, for those of you who have yet to venture over to my YouTube channel, I am, have done a couple of videos on that. So do head over. You can go into the YouTube search button and put in Danielle Moody channel. And voila, there I will be. Also, it is Danielle Moody _ the same on TikTok. So absolutely do head over there where I'm creating new, fresh videos on a daily basis. But we need a break. I mean, I know that I need a break. So I am very excited to bring you a fantastic interview that I did with author Nicola Yoon, who wrote the book Our Kind of People. It is a novel. It is a thriller. As is written on the inside of the book, it is like Get Out, the movie Get Out, meets Stepford Wives. It is set in a suburb of Los Angeles. A black utopian neighborhood is created. And the lead character, Jasmine, and her husband and their young son move into this black utopia. And things kind of go left from the beginning. The book is fantastic. The conversation on race, on racism, on what it means to create safety and the lengths that people will go to in order to create safety. It was such a fantastic conversation. The book, I turned every single page faster than the next for the last 80 pages of the book. I could not put it down until it was finished. I highly, highly recommend it. So check out my interview with Nicola Yoon. Folks, I am so excited to welcome to Woke AF Daily New York Times bestselling author Nicola Yoon, whose new book, latest book, One of Our Kind, is your first adult novel. And when you open up, it says, Get Out meets The Stepford Wives.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you sold me, because those are like two iconic movies about what the character thought something was and what it actually turns into. And I think that for me, why those two movies, and I want to ask you why those two movies are kind of how you ground the description of the book, why those two stand out for you. Does it have something to do with the fact that we often enter into situations, experiences in our lives where we think they're going to be one thing, and then, you know, outside of it being a thriller or a horror, it turns out to be something else? And is that why you think that people are so inclined to this kind of art, this kind of genre?
Thanks for having me on. And that's a great question, actually. Get Out, I think, is one of the first sort of social horrors, or certainly one of the first ones that got the public mindset thinking about a way that you can do horror, and something that's, like, you know, sort of consumer friendly, and also talk about deep social issues, right? And so for me, that was a really big inspiration, because I really did want to talk about race and racism in America. But I also wanted people to want to read the book, right? Like, I really wanted people to stay up all night because they needed to know what was going to happen and turn those pages and, you know, and then maybe fling the book across the room at the end. And then after that, I really wanted people to have, you know, sort of interrogate themselves and call their friends and just sort of talk about the ending and why the book ends the way it does. I don't know what happens in the book in a deep and meaningful way, right? And also a graceful way where we actually listen to each other and pay attention to what the other person is saying and believe people when they say this hurts or this doesn't hurt or what have you. So for me, Get Out was a really big inspiration because it allowed people to do that. And then The Stepford Wives, I actually hadn't read that book until I started writing this one, or I read it a few years ago. And I was listening to this podcast called You're Wrong About, and was talking about The Stepford Wives and how most people misremember that book because people think of Stepford Wives as being like a pejorative that we beat women over the head with, right? Like, we're like, she's such a Stepford Wife, and we sort of make fun. But actually, the book is really, really feminist because it's about the men who would do this thing to their wives, right? Who would make them into Stepford Wives. Which I hadn't really known. I sort of had an idea of it, but then I read the book and I was like, oh, this is fiercely feminist. And so that happened, and I sort of put it into my brain. And then a few years later, after George Floyd's murder, like, a lot of things merged in my mind, and Stepford Wives was one of them, because it's also a thriller, also talks about important social things, and importantly, it talks about the ways in which you don't know the world if a world is putting you in danger. There's a way in which that if you're walking into a world that is often problematic, you never know what situation you're going to walk into and what that does to a person. So the main character in One of Our Kind, her name is Jasmine. She's my most complicated character. I love Jasmine, but she's also judgmental, and she's kind of a pain in the butt, right? Like, she sees terror and fear and trouble everywhere, but she has a reason to see terror and trouble and fear everywhere.
Right.
And it's mostly about the world that would make a person like Jasmine behave the way she does.
I think that there are a couple of things there that I want to dig into. And I think that in reality, I feel like Black people, particularly Black women, are always gaslit into believing that the issues that we bring to the forefront don't actually exist. that whether it is in your workplace and dealing with microaggressions, whether it is in relationships and seeing all of these red flags, but being told like, no, you're just angry, or no, it's your trauma, not mine. I think that there is this idea that anytime that Black women in particular bring up an issue to the forefront, whether it's Michelle Obama saying nearly two decades ago that she was proud of her country for the first time, right? And being dragged for articulating something that was very true. This country is inherently racist. And look at your embrace of my Black husband and family, and I'm proud for the first time, right? I'm not shameful. But being gaslit into believing that that made her unpatriotic. So how is your understanding of the perpetual gaslighting that happens in this country, but particularly for Black women, how does that feed into what could be seen as hysterical or anxiety driven by your character? But it's like, no, these things are really happening. Like, I'm not making it up.
I mean, I think that you tapped into exactly the issue, right? So, I mean, in a world where you can turn on the news one day and see the murder of a person and see his body left on the street for just hours, it makes you vigilant, right? It makes you hyper-vigilant in a way that's not healthy actually for anyone. But how could you not be? How could you not be if at any moment a terrifying and a horrific thing can happen, right? I think for Jasmine, she's so hyper-vigilant. She has a young son, she has a Black husband, she has a baby on the way, and she is a public defender. She's steeped in the news. She's steeped in all the trauma just all the time, right? And I think there's a way in which that can make you just sort of go, oh my God, everything's a threat. And I think that's where Jasmine is, right? I mean, and sometimes things are a threat and sometimes they're not, but it's hard to tell the difference when there's so many horrors. And I think, you know, I wanted to really talk about a world, I mean, not just for Black women, I mean, especially for Black people in this country, but in general, the world is on fire a lot, right? You can wake up and turn on the news and you're like, there's climate change and there are several wars and genocides. And if you're a reasonably good person, you want to fix it. And you don't want to just sort of retreat into your bubble, but also you cannot possibly fix everything. And I mean, it can make you crazy, right? It can make you see threats when there are none. It can make you mistake when there is a threat that you should be looking at. I think, you know, it turns you upside down. And I think that's where Jasmine is.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Okay, let's play this messy round of smash or pass.
Okay,
here it is. Smash or pass. Spit play.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how I feel about bodily fluids being on me unless it's... Because we're doing the pull-out method. We're living on the edge.
Oh my God. I was not expecting that.
Baby, like I always say, if you know how to work that body, that sexualness, and that heart, you're unstoppable. Embrace your power. That's really what we're going to do on this show. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fantasy football fans, the NFL season is here, and now is the time to get ready to dominate your leagues. The best way to crush your opponents this season is to listen to the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. Come hang out with me, Marcus Grant, and my pal Michael F. Florio as we give you all the info you need to absolutely steamroll your fantasy league and bring home a championship.
You don't need to spend hours each day breaking down every stat and every stitch of game tape to set a winning lineup. That's our job. We'll provide all the insights you need to set the best lineups each week. All you need to do is listen to the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast when it drops five times a week.
If you're looking for a smart, fun, and entertaining path to dominating your fantasy leagues, then look no further than the show Straight From the Source at NFL Media. Do it before it's too late. Subscribe now and listen to the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One, coming back to Las Vegas. Two nights, September 20th and 21st, on one stage. Stream live only on Hulu. A weekend full of superstar performances, never-seen-before collaborations, and once-in-a-lifetime artist moments you'll have to see to believe. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Don't miss A$AP Rocky, Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crowes, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin, and more. Get your tickets to be there now at AXS.com.
I've been thinking about you. I want you back in my life.
It's too late for that.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do. One session, 24 hours.
BPM 110. 120. She's terrified.
Should we wake her up?
Absolutely not.
What was that?
You didn't figure it out?
I think I need to hear you say it.
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
This machine is approved and everything? You're allowed to be doing this?
We passed the review board a year ago. We're not hurting people.
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk a bit, too, about liberty, about the place that you created in the book, this idea of a Black utopia. It's something that I think about often. I don't know if you have visited Martha's Vineyard and Oak Bluffs and this historical Black town and place where the affluent have gone to vacation throughout history and time. And in a lot of places, it had been one of the only places where you get to see Black people on vacation. I know that when I travel, there are some times when I may see one or two other families, but largely we're not seeing ourselves. Talk to us about the creation of this place of liberty, of this Black utopia, and the why around it for you.
So, you know, Jasmine moves along with her husband and her young son to Liberty, right? So it is a Black utopia. It's in the suburbs of Los Angeles. It's very, very wealthy. And she's hesitant to move because she is, as I say, a public defender, and she has a sense of community and wanting to help the less fortunate. And moving to a place where she gets safety feels wrong to her because there's so many people who don't have safety. But she does move for safety, right? She wants it to be that when her husband and young son walk down the street and they get stopped by a cop, that cop is going to be Black and presumably on their side and is not going to be horrible, right? She wants to revel in Black excellence. She wants mostly to feel safe. I mean, and being a Black woman myself and a mother too, I know that wanting to have psychic safety and also physical safety for my kid, right? So like I want my child to be as innocent for as long as possible, but I also want it to be safe physically, right, from a world that is dangerous. And so Jasmine moves to Liberty because everyone's Black. What could possibly go wrong, right, when you are in a community where presumably everyone wants and cares about the same thing?
Yeah, and it's like I feel it because you brought up George Floyd, and we can think about Mike Brown, and we can think about Trayvon Martin being killed inside of a gated community. You can think about all of these different aspects. And whenever those horrific events happen, my first thought is like, I'd like to leave here. I'd like to leave here, and I'd like to go someplace where I don't have to worry. And there is this seeming feeling of guilt that Jasmine has about, like you said, here I am believing that like I should be here to make a difference, not just book spa appointments, not just pretend that things aren't happening. And I wonder, when you see in our society people who don't want to be as tapped in as a way to maybe for themselves have that psychic safety, that if I am so tapped in on a regular basis, I may not get out of bed because there are multiple genocides that are happening, because there are kids that are going hungry that are right down the street, because there is a possibility that if my loved one leaves and they get stopped by the police, they're not going to return. Like, is there this place where we can both understand and not be judgmental about people who want to tap out because everything can be so overwhelming?
Yeah. And honestly, that's part of what the book is about. I mean, it's important for me to say that the book isn't prescriptive, but the question that you just ask is the conversation that I think that we all need to be having, right? Because so Jasmine moves to Liberty, and where Jasmine is hypervigilant, some of the people in Liberty are not. Some of the people in Liberty book spa appointments all day and turn away from the world entirely. Like, it's not like they're taking a break or looking out for their own wellness. They're just completely gone. And they find their own kind of safety in that, right? They find their own kind of, you know, turning away from the world, a world that's too hard to look at. And is there some happy medium? Is that a thing that's possible in a world that's so violent and so dangerous for Black people, you know, at certain times? So, like, I don't know, but I know that I want to ask the question as a part of the book, and I really want people to try to talk about it, right? There are villains in this book, but the villains in the book are also victims, right? They're also victims of like an overarching system that's racist, like a system that puts people into boxes and forces them to make absurd choices a lot of the times, right? You know, there is a character in the book where I think that she's got it figured out and she has a good way of looking at the world. She loves her Blackness. She loves the Black culture. She sees the world for what it is, and she chooses to hold on to her joy when she can. But I think it's hard, right? And I think it's worth talking about what kind of world we've made.
I want to ask you too, again, we're living in a really wild time. And we're living at a time where in this moment, as you and I are speaking, we're 60 some odd days away from the most consequential election of our lifetime.
Yep.
Where for the first time ever in America's history, a Black and Indian woman is at the top of the Democratic ticket.
Yep.
There are two very clear pictures that are being painted about this country. One that is steeped in white Christian nationalism and exclusivity, and one that is imperfect.
Yes.
Incredibly imperfect, but steeped in the desire to be more inclusive with each generation than we have.
Yeah.
And the decision is so weighty. For me, it seems so friggin' obvious, right? Like, duh, you know, yeah. Like pick the one that isn't run by a criminal. Like, just, you know, duh.
It's a really obvious decision, yes.
It's just so obvious. And yet, here we are. When you kind of look at the world, you have a daughter. When you look at the world and you think, like, what have we become? Do you see the possibility? Do you see it as a horror? Do you see, you know, like, is there still, like, I don't know. I find this mix of feeling where I both feel incredibly joyful and excited about the possibility in this choice, and equally friggin' terrified about the possibility of the wrong choice. Right.
I mean, isn't that why the world is crazy? I mean, it's interesting to be a human being, the way you can hold two simultaneously opposite emotions at the same time, right? And you just have to live with it, right? Like, my daughter is the best thing on earth. And I put her on the school bus this morning and she's gone. My heart is on the bus all day. And I just have to trust that the world is going to treat her well and that she will be smart enough to, like, you know, stick her elbows out when she needs to and be kind and all of those things. And, you know, I have a wonderful husband who I adore. And so, and, you know, who really is the love of my life. And so I am lucky and joyful. And also, you know, we turn on the news. We could turn on the news after this podcast and something new and horrific can have happened. And I think part of the tension in the, like, modern society is learning to try to live with both of those things and still go forward and still do good work and still care and not turn away. But also you can't, because if you revel in it, you only get the one life, right? And you cannot live if you're steeped in it all the time, right? Like, there's no way, there's no joy for you to have. And I refuse to cede my joy to, like, someone else's view of me or the entire world. And also part of joy is actually trying to make the world a little bit better. You know, I mean, you're talking about these two candidates. One is trash, honestly, and the other candidate is flawed, right? But at least there's one candidate that we can push towards more progressive policies and more and doing the right thing, right? And so, but that it means that we all have to be engaged and push and try. It means we have to believe in a flawed world, right? Even the times when it's really, really bad. You know, maybe stay in bed that day and then get up the next day and try again.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Okay, let's play this messy round of smash or pass.
Okay,
here it is. Smash or pass. Spit play.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how I feel about bodily fluids being on me unless it's... Because we're doing the pullout method. We're living on the edge.
Oh my God. I was not expecting that.
Baby, like I always say, if you know how to work that body, that sexualness, and that heart, you're unstoppable. Embrace your power. That's really what we're going to do on this show. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fantasy football fans, the NFL season is here, and now is the time to get ready to dominate your leagues. The best way to crush your opponents this season is to listen to the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. Come hang out with me, Marcus Grant, and my pal Michael F. Florio as we give you all the info you need to absolutely steamroll your fantasy league and bring home a championship.
You don't need to spend hours each day breaking down every stat and every stitch of game tape to set a winning lineup. That's our job. We'll provide all the insights you need to set the best lineups each week. All you need to do is listen to the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast when it drops 5 times a week.
If you're looking for a smart, fun, and entertaining path to dominating your fantasy leagues, then look no further than the show straight from the source at NFL Media. Do it before it's too late. Subscribe now and listen to the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One, coming back to Las Vegas. Two nights, September 20th and 21st, on one stage. Stream live only on Hulu. A weekend full of superstar performances, never-seen-before collaborations, and once-in-a-lifetime artist moments you'll have to see to believe. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Don't miss A$AP Rocky, Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crowes, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin, and more. Get your tickets to be there now at AXS.com.
I've been thinking about you. I want you back in my life.
It's too late for that.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do. One session, 24 hours.
BPM 110. 120. She's terrified.
Should we wake her up?
Absolutely not.
What was that?
You didn't figure it out?
I think I need to hear you say it.
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
This machine is approved and everything? You're allowed to be doing this?
We passed the review board a year ago. We're not hurting people.
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you watched the Democratic National Convention, but when Michelle Obama offered, I mean, so much, but one of the lines that stuck with me the most was this Goldilocks sensibility, this idea that everything has to be just right. Mm-hmm. In order for us to get things done. And I think about that. I think about the ways in which fiction and fairy tales have kind of, in a lot of ways, guided our view of the world. And I want to ask you this, like, what do you see as the role of fiction at a time when the world is so dark?
Yeah, that is a great question. You know, as a fiction writer, I will say that when I first wrote the first draft of this book, I wrote it from a place of despair and anger. I was so, and I'm not in general an angry or despairing person. I'm fairly optimistic. I'm always smiling or always joking. But, you know, like the world had gotten to be a lot. And so that very first draft was, there was no hope in it. There was no like sort of air in it. But the role of a fiction writer is to tell the truth. Right? The truth as you see it. And that's it. That's really just the job. And then hopefully people will come to it with grace and empathy and be in dialogue with the work. And hopefully it'll mean something to them. It maybe reveal a truth about themselves, or maybe it'll give them a way to reveal a truth to someone else. You know, for this book, the thing I really wanted was for people to treat each other with grace. Because I think our national discourse lacks that. It lacks empathy. It lacks grace. It lacks us believing each other when we say things, right? And the thing is, I have made mistakes with friends outside of my culture before and outside of my religion, right? I have like said the wrong thing, done the wrong thing. And the thing that's always saved me is that they know that I love them and I just got it wrong. And we can talk about it. And they're like, Nikki, that's dumb. And they'll say it. And then I'll be like, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. And then we'll move on. And similar, the same things will happen to me, right? And I've treated them with grace and go, oh, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Here's the truth. And then we'll move on. But I don't think that we do that anymore. Right? Like, I think if someone says this thing happened to me and this hurt and, you know, this racist thing happened, believe them and really listen and hear what that means and try to empathize. And, you know, no more whispering about things. Like, we have to really just talk. And most people are good. Most people, right? There are obviously some terrible people in the world, but most people will do the right thing if they know what the right thing is. And we just have to talk to each other. It's like the only way things change is that way. Like, you and me in conversation, really listening to each other is the way things change, right? Otherwise, it's just We're just in our camps, not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think that fiction writing provides us with a tool to be able to navigate real life and give us kind of a touchstone to imagine something different than where we are. That reality can be really dark, can suck the air out of the room and make us believe that what is will always be. And fiction allows us the space to dream, even if that dream is a nightmare or a thriller. Right. It gets us out of our life. Right. Yeah. It gets us out of our skin and out of our mind and someplace else. And I think that that is often what is needed for change and what is at the core of any revolution. So I appreciate you so much for your work for this book, which, folks, is out now, One of Our Kind. And the link will be in the show notes. Nicola, thank you so much for this conversation and for your work. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF, as always. Power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Kay hasn't heard from her sister in 7 years.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do.
What was that?
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
Can Kay trust her sister, or is history repeating itself?
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I am Lacey Lamar.
And I'm also Lacey Lamar. Just kidding, I'm Amber Ruffin.
What?
Okay, everybody, we have exciting news to share. We're back with season 2 of the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show on Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. This season, we make new friends, deep dive into my steamy DMs, answer your listener questions, and more. The more is punch each other. Oh. Listen to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show on Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just listen, okay?
Or Lacey gets it.
Do it.
How do you feel about biscuits? Hi, I'm Akilah Hughes, and I'm so excited about my new podcast, Rebel Spirit, where I head back to my hometown in Kentucky and try to convince my high school to change their racist mascot, the Rebels, into something everyone in the South loves, the biscuits.
I was a lady rebel. Like, what does that even mean?
It's right here in black and white in print. So they lie.
Bigger than a flag or mascot.
Listen to Rebel Spirit on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Senora Sex Ed is not your mommy's sex talk. This show is La Plática like you've never heard it before. We're breaking the stigma and silence around sex and sexuality in Latinx communities.
This podcast is an intergenerational conversation between Latinas from Gen X to Gen Z.
We're your hosts, Diosa and Mala. You might recognize us from our first show, Locatora Radio. Listen to Senora Sex Ed on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.